I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It says a lot about the drama in northern Nigeria that today a planned visit by the country's president to Chibok, the town where more than 300 girls were kidnapped last month, was canceled at the last minute, allegedly because of security concerns. That sparked anger from the girls' families. They accused President Goodluck Jonathan of having no respect for their pain. Gina Moore is Global Women's Rights Staffer for BuzzFeed. She joins us now from Abuja. So this scheduled trip to Chibok, President Jonathan canceled it. How's that going down among the families and the civil society people in Abuja where you are?
I think that there's maybe some disappointment. The disappointment being less that he's not going than that it took him this long to think about it and to announce that intention, or at least to talk publicly about that intention. On the other hand, I'm not sure that very many people here were surprised. Of course, the president is expected in Paris tomorrow for a security meeting regarding dealing with Boko Haram. The French are hosting a meeting there tomorrow. And so just the sheer logistics of how he would get from Abuja to Maiduguri, which is the capital of Borno State, the state where the girls were kidnapped from, and then from Maiduguri by road to Chibok, and then back out again in order to be in Paris in the morning, kind of baffled everyone's mind in the first place.
Well, as you say, people are pretty upset with just the slow response time to the kidnappings. You've been in close contact with some of the families of these girls. What's that experience been like for you?
I've more often been in contact with people who know the families and have had on occasion been able to have conversations with some people who are waiting. And it is, as you would imagine, excruciating. And it's excruciating by extension for a lot of their support systems. You know, Nigeria is very sort of collective society. As someone at a couple of days ago at one of these meetings was saying, it may not be my daughter, the daughter that my wife gave birth to, but the girls who've been kidnapped are my children. And this sense of collectivity is very, very big here. And so the outrage is also collective, and it's felt very personally.
And these families and their supporters, they have not held their emotions back accordingly as they protest in Abuja. What have you learned about the severity of the security problems in the north that these girls and their families face every day?
Well, certainly the security problem is just deep. The structural issues there are incredibly deep. And the other thing is that they're not new. And I think that accounts for some of the frustration and also the personal pain going on among those, whether direct family or supporters of family. Abductions are not new. Attacks on schools by Boko Haram are not new. And people who live in these communities will tell you, communities get advance notice. When Amnesty International reported earlier this week that security services and the school itself had some hours notice of the attack, that was not unusual. That was the norm. That's sort of the modus operandi of Boko Haram, from what I've been told. And so this is now really bringing out into public discussion problems that are very familiar and endemic to that region.
You've been following these protests in Abuja. There was one today, I gather it kind of petered out because of big rain clouds and storms gathering. But what's the tenor at these demonstrations? What are people saying?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it petered out so much as the okay. 150 people who were here sort of took off very quickly. And, you know, I struggle with the word protest because the feeling among the crowd is that it's very apolitical. They don't want their daily gatherings to be co-opted by people who want to shout about this, that, or the other party or politician or whatever. So to the extent that they're protesting a very big system that has contributed to the lethargy of the response and to the neglect of the northern region. But really, it's more sort of a call to action.
So over a month and no sign of these girls yet. What about these civil society people who are gathered in Abuja? I mean, how long are they going to stay there?
They say they're going to stay until the girls come home. And I had my doubts, but that was a very firm message in the evening vigil on Wednesday that marked the 30th day of captivity for the girls. And since then, the crowd has only gotten bigger.
Gina Moore, Global Women's Rights Staffer for BuzzFeed, speaking with us from Abuja. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.